Blog Talk Radio.
Let me read her bio, tell you a little bit about her, and then bring her on the line, and we can get into her writing business. Tamika is an award-winning author and media personality whose works center around the complexities of the human experience. Through her writing, she takes a global look at issues that affect women and crafts authentic, well-rounded characters and plots so rich that are so relatable they feel like personal friends to the readers. She is also the founder of Say What, Book Club, Book Reviewer, contributor writer for The Belief Magazine, and former columnist, book reviewer for Penn Ash Magazine. An assignment for a second grade class sparked her interest in writing that would quickly become her reason d'etre. How was I that right? As an educator, she wholeheartedly believes that each one should reach one. Each one should teach one. Tamika, I'm going to ask her the pronunciation of her name. Anyway, I think I'm messing it up, but I mean no disrespect. Tamika is also a respected editor and publisher. When she is not writing, she may be found teaching writing workshops, blogging, volunteering, hosting her radio shows, and otherwise beautifying the world around her. All right, now. She is the author of the award-winning novel When a Man Loves a Woman, A Season of Change, When a Man Loves a Woman, Too, A Love Divine, After the Rain, A Poetry Collective, and The Heart of a Woman, Poetry Short Stories, and Techisms. Her works have been published in a number of anthologies, magazines, and periodicals. She is also the publisher of the award-winning novel, The Wanderer's Game by Carrie D. Singleton, through her imprint, Inkscriptions Publishing. Tamika Patrice Kane is changing lives one word at a time. That is awesome. That is a very awesome bio, and I'm going to bring her on the line so she can explain those hard words that I could not pronounce. Good morning. Good afternoon. Is it Tamika? How do I say your name?
It's Tamika. It's just spelled with a U.
It's Tamika?
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's just with a U? It threw me all the way off.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show.
How are you? It's a pleasure to have you
well.
On the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here
today. Bubbly. Were you laughing at me?
Yeah,
you got some big words all up in your bio.
Oh, goodness. Yes. So,
you know I got a GED. Don't be throwing. I'm going to have to vet these bios before I bring them on my show. I'm going to have to call people beforehand and be like, what does this word mean? How do you say it?
Oh.
How are you enjoying your Sunday?
Oh, good. Everything's great. Yes. And you? They off to a good start so far?
Yes, I'm having a lovely, lovely time. I'm crushing the day, actually. I'm a very unproductive, scatterbrain type person. So when I hit my marks, like I woke up, I did my yoga, I went for a walk, mm-hmm. I did a little grocery shopping, and I'm sending the rest of the day editing. So I've got all that lined up, and I'm not late for my radio show. I am crushing it.
It's a great day.
It's a great day.
I love it.
So, all right, now, you know, this is the Writing Warrior radio show, and it's not so much about the books as it is about the process you went through writing the books. So, you know, I'm just going to delve into your writing business. I have, like, an obsession of what other writers, like how they bring about their stories. And I'm decided mm-hmm. to share my obsession with the world, hence this radio show.
Okay.
So I just want to start out by asking you, what's your process? So walk us through a Tamika Kane writing day.
I don't know if I actually have a process. I mean, just simple things. I mean, my most ideal writing situation, you know, is, of course, you know, a quiet space, comfortable space. I like incense burning, a little breeze, so whether that's coming from a fan or, you know, a window open, that sort of thing. I'm one of those ones who likes the window open even when it's 15 below, you know, that kind of thing. You know, just a vibe where I can just kind of get in there and feel some things. Every now and then I will write to music, you know, just kind of depends on where I am and, you know, what I'm trying to write about, you know, and that sort of thing. I don't know if I have a process, really, beyond that. Yeah.
Do you write from outline, or do you, like, just sit down at the computer and write freely? Do you know where your story's going before you start?
Yeah, I usually know where it's going before I start. And, you know, sometimes either the idea will hit me or the characters will start speaking to me before. And I'll write my character profiles, so I have those, but I'm not an outline writer. It's a little too regimented, you know, for me. You know, I need some freedom. But I usually know the beginning, and I know where I want it to end up. And then as I'm writing, you know, the characters kind of take over and, you know, they craft their story, you know, as it goes along. So, but yeah, I guess I'm a little free-flowing, you know, in my style.
Yeah. You're a pantser. That's completely amazing to me. I suffer the worst writer's block if I don't have an outline. I'll just stare at computer screens and notebooks and be like, what am I supposed to put here? My characters will shut up. They'll stop talking, like, get it together, and then we'll be back.
Okay. Yeah.
You have no idea. So I'm always fascinated by people who could just start a story and just write until it's finished. That's just amazing to me.
It's not always just, you know, start to finish. I mean, like, it could take a while, but, you know, I think when I get blocked, there's a couple things that's going on. You know, either, one, there's some element that I'm not quite ready to deal with yet, so I have to kind of ask myself, okay, what are you afraid of, you know, and kind of delve into my stuff. And then other times, I'll just start writing in a different genre, you know, so I'm always able to write something, even if it's not on that current work in progress.
Oh, you write in different genres. What genres do you write in?
Well, I do poetry and women's fiction. I blog. I blog about women's issues. I blog about stuff pertaining to the literary arena. I do devotionals, you know, and of course I journal. So I'm writing something all the time, you know, and yeah, so that's a big part of it. So it's not that the blocks don't come, they do come. I just shift them and go to something else, you know, until I can work through.
That's the absolute best way, is just to write through the block. What is your blog? I am so nosy about blogs. What's the name of your blog so I can stalk you?
I have two. I have one called After the Rain, and that's where I deal with, you know, just a lot of social issues and, you know, things that pertain to women and stuff like that. And then I have the Say What book club blog, which is specifically for my book club, and I post author interviews and book reviews and character profiles and, you know, all that kind of stuff on that particular blog.
Is it are they with Blogger or WordPress? Where are they hosting?
They are with Blogspot, and
okay.
Now the After the Rain blog feeds right to my website, and so which is TamikaPatrice.com. And then the Say What Book Club is saywhatbookclub.blogspot.com, and once I get the book club's website together, it will feed there as well. So, but I usually post the stuff on social media and that kind of stuff, Twitter and not Instagram, Pinterest, several Facebook groups, you know, that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Is your book club strictly online, or is it in person as well?
No, it's online, you know, and we do some features and stuff like that. I have some shows, some radio shows, but they're on hiatus currently. But I do have a couple shows that were specifically to the book club, you know, who bring authors on. And so we had Say What Author Spotlight, and that one we would feature whoever the featured author of the month was. They would come on after we had a chance to read and review their book and that sort of thing, and they would come on and for an hour interview and, just talk with me for an hour. And we had a chance to interview some really great people. And then there was the – why am I drawing a blank? Goodness. That's a shame. What's the name of that other show? Anyway, it was a weekly show.
Get it together, Tamika. Oh, on your website. Your website is so pretty.
Huh? What's that?
Your website is so pretty. Did you design it?
Oh, thank you. No, I had a girlfriend help me out with that. She's all things graphics, so she helps me out with all that.
Kudos to your girlfriend. So. This is so pretty. Look at the butterflies.
Oh.
You gotta go. I'm gonna share this on my Facebook so people can go and see your pretty website.
Oh, thanks.
So, like, how long did it take to write When a Man Loves a Woman, the first one?
9 months. And I worked afternoons. I would come in and I would write at night, you know, because I'm a night owl, so I'd write at night. And
okay.
I was able to write that one straight through. Now, the second book took me 15 years to write it, and I would get these little segments or vignettes over the years, and I would just write down, you know, whatever it was that came to me. And I thought, can I ever get a handle on this book? And when I went back and read everything over the course of years, a third of the book had been written, but it didn't come sequentially. It just came how it wanted to come, you know? So I knew ultimately where I wanted it to go. But I think I hadn't lived enough in order to be able to make it authentic, you know, for the story and the characters to really come across as, you know, as authentic. I hadn't lived enough. So, you know, once I had, then I was able to, you know, to finish writing that story. So that one came out in February, April, April of this year. So, yes, it's been a
congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. I appreciate that. So, yeah.
Honey, child, I know how hard it is. I've written a lot of books, and it is very, very, very hard. It's a very hard process, and I don't think we get kudos enough for pulling these stories out of the air and making them sing. Like,
yes.
It is not easy. It takes a lot of self-motivation and self-awareness to finish a novel. So congratulations, and you're awesome, and all the kudos in the world to you. What was the hardest thing? Like, what's the easiest thing for you to write about, and what's the hardest thing for you to write about?
I don't know if it's – I can't really even say that it's necessarily subjects. I guess it's just having an internal knowing or connection to whatever it is that I'm writing about. So –
Mm-hmm.
With, like I was saying with book two, it took me years to write it. You know, it would come in spurts. So I guess as I mm-hmm. went through some stuff or evolved, you know, a little bit more or grew a little bit more, you know, then I had more to pull from, you know. And so it's probably just that. And like even when there's research and stuff to do, it has to click. So like with book three, the one I'm working on now, the research is in place, you know, or it's happening,
mm-hmm.
but it has to click, you know. So I know where I want to go with it, you know. I know what I need to research. I know what I'm researching, but it has to, like, the voice has to come together. So maybe it's maybe the hardest part is just, you know, getting the initial voice, you know, because, you know, once you get started, then at some point, you know, the characters take over and they just tell their story. They tell it how they want to tell it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's that. That's probably, like, the hardest part, you know, if there was anything. Or outside of the actual process of writing, it would be finding the time to actually write, you know, especially when you wear many hats. Sometimes it's the writing that gets left behind. You have all these other things that you're trying to do. So it's actually the making of the time to get, you know, the words in print, I think.
That's so true. Like, whereas the initial, it's like, I'm writing this book now, and I'm good. You know, I'm good now, and I've gotten over the hump. But, baby, in the beginning, when I ain't know these people, and they weren't
mm-hmm.
really talking to me, and
mm-hmm.
I couldn't really make my plots connect and stuff. Like, now
mm-hmm.
they're writing their own stories, you know. I'll pull
mm-hmm.
over and be like, oh, this
yeah.
is so hot. And I'll have to, you know, write it. You know, I have notebooks everywhere and a little mini recorder, but I keep losing that little recorder. I don't know where it is now. It's some good stuff on that recorder if anybody finds it. But I'm in the sweet spot of a book. That's what I call the sweet spot, where
okay.
the characters take over and the story's writing themselves.
Yeah.
But to get to that point can be a
mm-hmm.
struggle. It takes a tremendous amount of discipline.
Yeah.
You said you're working on three. Are we going to have to wait another 15 before we get three?
No.
Or do you?
No, that one's coming together. No, that one will be out before the end
okay.
of the year.
Okay.
Yeah, you have a conversation. Me and the characters and that one, like, listen, we don't have that kind of time.
Right?
Y'all
like,
need to say what you need to say and be quick about it. What's that?
I was like, okay, because that was a long gap between one and two. We don't got the patience to be, you know what I'm saying, in 2035, 2040, getting part
mm-hmm.
three to When a Man Loves a Woman.
Well,
I'm going to have to stand up for readers for that.
I guess the good thing is that even though I wrote the book years ago, it didn't get published the first time until 2012. So,
okay.
yeah, they weren't waiting 15 years. I was just waiting 15 years. So, but,
oh,
yeah,
okay,
because
I was about
time.
To die.
Yeah, it was a very
you
long
just
time.
Dipped off on them. Okay, that was good. That, understand. So you think you'll have three done by the end of the year?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Are you going to have a big to-do about it, or are you just going to quietly release it?
I don't know. I haven't quite decided yet. Yeah, I'm not sure I've ever done a big to-do about any of them, really. Let me think about that. I mean, I do some stuff. We play games on like the release day, and you know, I may do some contests and stuff like that. And let's see. Usually, I do at least one book signing, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I haven't decided yet. You know, it hasn't like come together. You know, and then sometimes I'll do stuff over a course of months. You know, so there's always something new kind of happening. You know. And even, you know, it's a different audience, you know, each time, depending on, you know, what I have time for, you know, because like I said, I have other things that I do, and I still work a full-time job, and I'm a single parent, and, you know, I have a life outside of the writing, so it just depends on how it all just comes together. The one thing I don't want writing to do is to be stressful. It shouldn't be stressful. It's my, you know, it's my happy place. So, you know, I'm getting to a point where, you know, putting stuff together and, you know, all the other stuff, it's taking the joy out of the process. It's time to take a step back. So, yeah, I try to keep it lively and light, you know, and keep it in that happy place zone, because that's what it is for me. So, yeah.
And there's been times wise woman. Where were you and when I needed you, you know what I'm saying, a couple of years ago? You're so wise. That statement, you said it so nonchalant, like, but it was such a wise woman. This day and age of publishing can be very stressful if you let it. If you let it, and if you start focusing on the wrong things, it can it can really get up under your skin. And I, for a long time, stopped writing because I was like, don't want no parts of this.
It just
was a bad time. But I'm glad that I got back to the joy of it. And actually having this radio show and talking to different writers, and it's just, I'm just falling all in love again with it, and I'm just so happy. I'm on book 20 now, so like 20 or 21, I don't even know. But I used to have big release parties and to do. Now I'll just be like, hey, guess what I did? There's a book. I'm about to go grocery shopping. Check that out, y'all.
I think it just kind of depends on where you are, you know, and what's going on in your life at that time, and all of that. You know, there have been times I've wanted to put some stuff together, and I could tell that it wasn't coming together seamlessly, you know, or smoothly as I wanted it to. And I'm like, nope, you know, I'm not gonna waste my time, and I'm certainly not gonna waste my money. So I'm gonna hold off on this. And I've had to cancel some stuff, you know, and put some things off because I decided I was going to do different events in different cities outside of the state. So in order for me to accomplish that, I had to connect with some other people in those areas to help pull that thing together, because, of course, I'm stationed where I am, and I don't have time to keep coming back and forth. So, you know, I'm looking for a team of people who can help me put the thing together, you know. And one went off just smoothly. Like, it was beautiful. But the next one that I was planning, you know, the folks that – it just wasn't coming together. And I'm like, before I waste my time and waste my money, I'll just hold off until I, you know, can either get a better team or have more time to be able to travel back and forth to put things together myself. And that was fine. I mean, I didn't get a chance to, you know, to go in there and reach out to that particular audience yet. But it's coming. You know, I just, everything in its own time. So I'm a firm believer that everything I need is on my destiny path, just waiting on me to get there. And as I just keep taking steps and keep walking, you know, eventually I cross paths with what it is that I need, and I don't have to strive for stuff, you know, like strive to the point where it's stressful. You know, that doesn't mean that I don't have to work for stuff. It just means I don't have to strive for things. So when I find myself, you know,
you're so amazing,
you know,
and so full of wisdom juice. That is awesome.
Why, thank you. So, you know,
everything you need is on your destiny path, and if you keep walking, you'll reach that. That's awesome. That's like a tweetable. Is that your quote? You should go tweet that right now.
Okay,
that is awesome.
I never even thought about it, but okay, I'll make sure I do that before the day is over. I'll tweet it.
Yes, tweet that. Put that out there, because you know why? Somebody might need to hear it. Somebody might, you know, be running themselves crazy, raggedy, and around. I had to learn the hard way, but that's just how I learned. My father always said that nobody can tell me, you know, watch out for that Mack truck. I got to get hit by the truck before I learned to get out the street. Look at that truck. Can't nobody warn me.
Okay.
I'm just too stubborn. But it's some people, God bless their heart, that can heed a warning, and somebody might just need to hear that you know, you're striving and stressing yourself out, but whatever is for you is already for you. It's already written.
That's right.
You just need to keep walking and keep working. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Oh, my God. You're so amazing. I never know who I'm going to have on this show. And I purposely, like, don't get all in your business before the show because I want to be, I want to get what the audience gets. I want to, you know, I want to learn who it is, who this author is, who is this lady behind the books with my audience. And I'm always surprised. Like, some people are silly as me, and you can listen to the audio, and we're just giggling and making fun, and then the time is up. But then some people I actually learn from, like you.
Thank you.
It says you're an educator. I'm going to need you to go ahead and email me what the pronunciation of these words. You know what? You probably have stuff to do. I'm just going to copy and paste into Google.
What is this word?
and find out on my own.
Well, there's a couple of
I'm
them
so
we can talk about
you.
Here. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
The one was part
to,
of the title of my
book.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to purchase your book, the first one, and I'm going to review it on my blog. So I will send you an email when that is out, and I'm going to also feature you on my blog. But I had to – my blog has grown out of my control, so I had to go ahead and get an assistant because I can't.
Okay.
I'm too distracted by shiny things to actually run this thing.
Okay, I got you.
So, you know, my assistant will be getting in contact with you about your interview and your feature and stuff. But I'm excited to read your book.
Thank you for coming on the show.
I'm excited to learn about your process and happy that you're going to be releasing another book this year. That's, like, so amazing. Like, to a year, can we expect that from you from now on?
That's kind of the plan.
Awesome.
You know, I've got some other ones in the works, and so I'm actually writing two simultaneously. And then I've got a couple that I have plans of releasing next year. So, yeah, that's the ideas and stuff keep flowing, and I think that they will. You know, that's kind of the plan. You know, there's no reason why I can't do, you know, a book every 6 months.
Exactly. And your poetry collective, I'm going to get that. I'm a spoken word artist, and I'm in love with poetry.
Okay.
So I'm gonna show you some mad support and hopefully you can pick up some of my readers and send them some your way when they get to know about you. But I could not for some odd reason Blog Talk Radio would not let me put your links in the bio for you.
Okay.
So could you just tell everybody how they can reach you online on social media and where they can buy your books because the show is about to be over.
Oh, okay. All right. So my website is Tamika Patrice. So that's TUMIKAPATRICE.com. And on all social media, so with the Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, it's all / Tamika Patrice. And of course, you know, you can go to my website and kind of opt into all of those things at one. And then on Goodreads, it's Tamika Patrice Kane. So, yes. Thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate the support. It's been such
a you're welcome. We need it. We're so much stronger together. I try to get everybody to realize that, like, books are not cars. You know what I'm saying? When somebody reads a good book, they immediately want another good book. So we should all be linking up.
Absolutely.
I totally agree. I really enjoyed you having you on the show, and you dropped
some jewels,
so please them and get them out there. I'm going to follow you on Twitter right now, so when I see that tweet, I can retweet it to my followers. And I wish you nothing but success. You have my email address, so please keep me updated on your release so we can probably have you back on for a longer show to talk about book three, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.